Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation. In the ongoing, non-stop, relentless swirl of life, we can sometimes find ourselves overwhelmed, looking for greater clarity. By using the lens of the five realms of existence, we can find greater clarity, deeper understanding, and greater transformative change in our life. So let's get comfortable. Let's find a place to sit down or lie down. Let's allow our eyelids to gently float closed. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. Feel your body start to relax, soften, and melt. And allow your mind, allow your thoughts to gently settle in, settle down, ease. Here we are in this sacred, precious moment. We can always ask ourselves, what are we going to do with it? So let's bring our attention to five clear lenses, and let's look at our life through these lenses, and that will incorporate all the moving parts in our existence. The five realms are the physical, the emotional, the material, the relationship, and the spiritual. So let's drift our awareness to the physical realm, our body. What comes in and what goes out of it. What strengthens it and what weakens it. How's our sleep? What nourishes us and what toxifies us? We can bring our attention to all the aspects of our physical body, our joints, our breathing, our activity, walking, running, dancing, yoga, Pilates, stretching, all the food that comes in and goes out, our organs, our skin, our hair, our eyes, our weight, our perception of our physical body, our ears, and how we translate holding on to heaviness until it becomes our physical body. We can drift our attention to the emotional realm, looking at the big picture. How do we respond to life? How's our emotional intelligence, our sense of empathy, compassion to ourselves and others, our hot buttons, our trigger points? How's our ability to monitor our own and other people's emotions so that we can discriminate between the different emotions and label them appropriately, ultimately using that emotional information to guide our thinking and our behavior? How are our needs, specifically our emotional needs, attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance? How do you respond when your needs are not met? Let's drift our awareness to the material realm. Are you a conduit of the material realm, of abundance, your relationship with money, debt, poverty, positions, possessions? Are you a saver, a hoarder? Are you frivolous? what's your orientation to money, wealth consciousness, or poverty consciousness in a given moment? Do you have a fear about money, which is certainly just a reflection of our broader orientation? Do you love your job? Are you making sacrifices that impact your quality of life? Are you prioritizing the flow of financial and material abundance? How you integrate it, how you understand it, and what you do with it. Now let's drift to the relationship realm. Our relationship to ourselves, to our core, our family, friends, our extended family and friends, those with whom we have a grievance, the relationships we have with all sentient beings. Have we made certain choices about how to move forward in our relationships, either birthing, repairing, shifting, or ending them? Do we lead with love in all of our interactions? And are we asking, who's in our front row? Who's rooting for me? And who am I rooting for? And are we forgiving in all situations? And now drift your awareness to your spiritual realm, your connection to something larger than you, your orientation to the divine within, your own soul, your Atman, and to the divine without, your spirit, Brahman. What's your daily practice of prayer, meditation, devotion to the divine? How's your dharma, your purpose in life, aligned with your spiritual connection? Are you showing up, flowing the divine into each moment so your best version, which is whole and pure and perfect and infinite, flows throughout the day in your thoughts, your words, and your actions? And so right now, let's ask ourselves a few questions. What can I add to my life to nourish myself in the physical realm? What can I add to my life to nourish myself in the emotional realm? What can I add to my life to nourish myself in the material realm? What can I add to my life to nourish myself in the relationship realm? What can I add to my life to nourish myself in the spiritual realm? And now let's ask ourselves, what commitment can I make right now in one of these five realms? The physical, emotional, material, relationship, or spiritual. What commitment can I make right now to take my life to the next level? And now let's take it a bit deeper. We'll use the mantra, Shri, Shri, Moksha, Namah. Abundance, emotional healing, surrender. Shri, Shri, Moksha, Namah. Shri, Shri, Moksha, Namah. Silently repeat the mantra over and over to yourself without moving your lips or tongue. As you repeat the mantra, it may change. It may get faster, slower, louder, fainter, jumbled, distorted. However it changes, don't resist it. when you find yourself not repeating the mantra, ever so gently drift back to Shri, Shri, Moksha, Namah. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Shri, Shri, Moksha, Namah. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in together. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And let's seal this meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum, just one time together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at those who you shared this sweet exploration of the five realms, our Shri Shri Moksha Namah. And throughout the day, throughout this week, when you find the swirl around you is too much to think clearly, use the five realms as a new lens to live your life with greater grace, fulfillment, and ease. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.